Welcome to The Point for April 29th. I'm Lauren Dazensky, co-author of The Point. I'm here to cut through the political spin to bring you the news you need to know. Welcome to President Joe Biden's 100th day in office. Here's where things stand. On Wednesday night, Biden delivered his first joint address to Congress, basically a State of the Union speech by another name. But his message went beyond simply ridding the country of coronavirus or getting Americans back to work. In Biden's telling, the results of those efforts could determine whether American democracy survives at all, a live-or-die proposition that escalated his calls for trillions of dollars in new spending into an existential question for his audience of lawmakers. Over the last 100 days, President Biden has moved fast since his January 20th swearing in, signing a $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill into law less than 2 months into his term, and issuing more executive orders so far than his three predecessors. Those efforts have paid off, with the administration reaching the milestones of 200 million coronavirus vaccines delivered and vaccine eligibility open to everyone 16 and over before Biden's 100th day in office. Unemployment is falling, with new jobless claims hitting a pandemic low and schools reopening for in-person learning, returning kids and families to a semblance of normal life. Polling shows people seem to be happy with the job Biden has done. A new CNN poll conducted with SSRS finds 53% of Americans approve of the way President Biden is handling the job and say he has had the right priorities. 59% say he is doing a good job keeping his campaign promises. So let's get to the point. Biden has crossed the 100-day mark with a lot done and even more to come. And that is The Point for April 29th, 2021. Thank you for listening. For more updates throughout the week, subscribe to The Point newsletter at cnn.com/thepoint. If you like this audio briefing, you can get it every single weekday on your smart speaker or follow us wherever you get your podcasts so you never miss an episode.